Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Me and B are out west. Ashburn, VA. Commanders, mandatory camp starts today, and the big news that really shouldn't be a surprise is Terry McLaurin is not going to attend.
Mm-hmm.
Heard that in the update. A lot of people reported that. Nikki Jabala of the Post among them. Not a surprise.
Nope.
Not fun either. Like, this is the point where he's missing something that's mandatory. It's not great news. Like, I'm not going to
miss anything mandatory last time.
Yep.
It gets done.
I am with you, B. I think it's funny. I was walking in with somebody that played the receiver position at a really high level in the league, and he's like, "Man, it sucks. This is what has to happen. Terry has leverage right now. They just brought Debo in. Now mm-hmm. they're both going to have expiring contracts at the same time. Like, this is when you do this."
Mm-hmm.
It's not like anybody's happy about it.
Nope.
Now, they might – publicly, they're going to say no big deal, whatever. But, like, Terry's missing time with Jaden and Debo on the field. Like, it's not good news. I don't think it's the end of the world. I don't think people need to freak out. But you got to be honest. And
they will.
Sure, but at this level, it's not great. It's not the end of the world, but it's also not great.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that I'm not going to sit up here and worry about at this point right now. If we were locking up tonight or tomorrow in a football game and he wasn't signed, I'll be caring about it. This early in the season, knowing how he works, knowing how the connection he and Jaden had last year, I'm not concerned right now.
I'm with you. It's not great, but it's also not like the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
How much, if any, actual impact do you think it makes for Terry not to be out there with Tunsil, like presumably the full first team offense?
I don't think Tunsil has anything to do with Terry. I think the relationship with the receiver is with the quarterback. And they had a great relationship last year. So the quarterback, and then, hell, Tunsil blocking isn't no better for Terry. Terry's still running the routes the same way he always ran routes. I know people will try to sit up here and make things into what they want them to be, but the tackle being there, is to get more affiliated with the offensive line.
Sure, I just mean that everybody – I don't think it physically impacts the offense,
yeah.
Right? But just, you know, you've got everybody here now except one dude, presumably.
Yeah, but I think that even gets blown up. We know, just like we've talked about when the people that fall asleep in meetings and other places, guys that are at certain standards get to be able to hold out and do stuff like that. Guys that don't have those standards better damn well not do something like that.
Sure.
And I think when you're in that position of power and you have leverage, you have to utilize it. Hell, the teams do it when they have leverage. You know, and I think we've seen players do this every year. This is not a new thing. That is why I don't get troubled by it, because it happens all the time on multiple teams. It happens on this team. So I'm not concerned with it at this point. when we start getting ready for the games to be played, if something is not there then you're concerned. But right now, not at all.
I'm
about as worried as I was worried about the Oilers last night.
I mean, that was a disaster. Yeah. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I saw a lot of it. And, you know, everything was legal. But I just – that game I was watching, I'm like, okay, this Panthers team is damn good.
Yeah, I mean, Edmonton last night, dude, they just, like, lost it. They were sloppy early,
when
a ton of penalties
in
early.
The second, it was the second period of the game. Yeah. And it wasn't illegal. He just lost his balance. He fell awkward, and he left out the game for some. But that team, when it's 5-on-5, it looks like they're playing the power play, the Panthers.
Last night it did, for sure.
Man, God.
I think, you know, the Terry situation, we saw this unfold 3 years ago when he signed a new deal. Mm-hmm. I hope people are able to maintain their cool. I'm not trying to pretend that this is a 0 out of 10. Now it's a 1.75 out of 10. Mm-hmm. He'd like, if I know Terry pretty well, he'd like to be here. Mm-hmm. I think Jaden would love to have him here. I'm sure Cliff and Bobby Engram would love to have him here. Mm-hmm. But I think at the same time, people can walk and chew gum and understand that this is the business of football. And I hate to overuse that phrase,
I think every player understands that. You may be in that position later on. I think Cliff and Bobby, who have been in this league, understand that as well. You know, yeah, it's something that you have to – we discuss it, but I don't think it's nothing you need to blow out of proportion, because even the front office and the owners know if a guy is in the position that he's in now, the way he played last year, they're not going to training camp and all get nicked up, because guess what? All leverage goes then. So the last thing you remember is the 15 total touchdowns with the playoffs involved. That's what you remember. And I think guys are going to utilize that, and it's no different than if Ja'Marr Chase did it or anybody else. Same thing.
Yeah, I think the folks that start to freak out about stuff, and I think because of, like, the content era we live in where – I mean, let's do a quick Terry McLaurin Google search, right? I imagine it's...
That'd be the first thing pop up.
It's Bleacher Report with, like, a list of stories, a list of teams he could be traded to. Mm-hmm. Actually, so far it all looks like just straight news. He's not coming. Sports Illustrated, here we go. Washington Commanders star missing minicamp sparks wild trade scenarios. Like, doesn't have to. And these trade scenarios are nothing but speculative. Like, these are not real reports. Now, it's interesting if you want to talk about teams that could actually, like, make a run at this. But if you're Washington, you're the Commanders, and they just brought in a veteran left tackle, a new veteran wide receiver. I'm not saying this is the Bengals, who have clearly gone all in to try to consider they're in a window right now by paying both of those wideouts and stuff. But
The quarterback told him you better do that.
Right. But like, Washington is here to win this year. This, like, you think this is about a third round pick in the future? Like, this is just normal football business. This is just operation, man. Mm-hmm. And I think you should try not to get caught up in the inevitable content play. Could Terry be frustrated? Yes. But, like, this is also normal. This happened 3 years ago when he got a contract extension.
Yeah.
Terry might be frustrated that the deal's not done. Understandably. He wants a deal done.
Yeah.
He just got married. He probably wants financial security, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think this needs to become overblown. Perhaps it will be.
Well, I mean, some people are going to overblow it. I think the way it comes down to the way you handle it, because I think everyone understands what position he's in right now. People understand it, but you know what? They rather blow stuff out of proportion. That's what media is today. That's what, like, content game is not just the people that don't work in the media. Media is content game too. And they want to be more irrational when it comes to stuff like this, but hell, this is not – if it was something out the blue new, This has been going on since, hell, before I played and when I played. You know, those type of things has always happened. And it's a guy who, yes, he wants to be here. But you know what? Sometimes you got to just say, nah, I'm not going to go. I guarantee he's working out. He's ready to go. He's not sitting at home on his ass doing nothing.
I tend to agree with you, man. I think, would you like Terry to be running around in the offense with Debo on the field and Jaden throwing it to him and Ertz and everybody else? Yes. Like, nobody's acting like this is great. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to stress that I don't think people should flip out. Like, the sky is not falling.
It's like fans and media act like the person who's involved does not have any rights or any feelings. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I want you out there running. Well, you know what? I will be out there running when things are done right in the other way. Then I can just go out there and worry about that and nothing else. And this is something that has happened for years, you know? So he has a right. And, yes, do you like it? No. But guess what? I think that dude who's very professional, he hasn't become some other person because he's not here today. He's the same dude that everybody was loving last year. He hadn't been loving for the last 6-7 years. You know what I mean? But when you have to handle yours, you got to do the things that you have in your toolbox. You can't worry about what the other person talk about in their toolbox. He has the ability to do what he's doing right now in his toolbox. He has that clout. He has leverage in his toolbox. And he has to utilize it.
And, dude, this is also public, and the dollar figures are so significant that people get caught up in it. But, like, this kind of stuff happens. If a lawyer gets an offer from another law firm, he might leverage that with his current law firm to make partner or whatever. Like, yeah. It's business. And I don't think people should be overly alarmed. I personally still very much believe they get a deal done. I don't think Terry's going anywhere. I'm not buying into the trade rumors and discussions. I suppose you can't definitively close the door on that stuff. But what I go back to is Adam Peters, the general manager of the team, saying we want him to be a Commander for a long time. And with that on the record, for a dude that doesn't say much on the record about what could be a pending contract negotiation, I don't think it needs to be a huge deal. It's obviously, you know, he is now missing something that is mandatory that changes the conversation. However, I don't think it's all that significant. The exact same process unfolded 3 years ago when Terry was going into the last year of his rookie deal, wanted the new deal. I mean, dude, how many guys aren't at mini camps across the league, you think? I bet there are a number of significant names. People keep wanting to talk about Jalen Ramsey. I'm confident he's not at mini camp. Trey Hendrickson, not at mini camp with the Bengals. I think, what's my guy's name in Pittsburgh? The guy that broke the sack record. TJ Watt, not at mini camp for the Steelers. Dude, DK Metcalf just got the new deal, just got traded to Pittsburgh, and he missed all the OTAs. Like, Hassan Reddick got an extension to go to Tampa.
But see, that's the thing, man. The players, everyone acts as if they have no rights whatsoever, and they shouldn't utilize what they have, but that's what everybody else in the world does. You know, that's when it comes down to the selfishness of everybody around this sport. We want them doing what we want them to do. But sometimes they got to do what they need to do to make sure things are how they need them to be. And they may not get exactly what they want, but you know what? They'll get more than what they were offered the first time. That's negotiation, baby. And, I mean, people got to get used to it, and then they're going to talk about it a lot. You know me? I care less.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think I am past caring less. Like I said, I was at a 0 out of 10 about all the OTAs. Mm-hmm. I'll go to 1.75. That's as high as I'll go.
1.75. I know what you say, 1.75. I'm thinking about a big bottle of bourbon, a handle. That's the 1.75 I'm thinking about at this point.
I think
– just thinking about it.
I think the structure of a deal is pretty simple. I think you just base it on what Metcalf did. We can open the phone lines up because I'm sure a ton of people have a lot to say on this. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Obviously, Terry McLaurin not at minicamp. It looks like he might already have a call. I want to check in with the boys in the aquarium on this one. We'll start with Landfill. Landini, where do you land, man, on Terry not being here?
It's not great. It would obviously be better if he was there and they had a contract and everybody was happy. I don't like it.
Where are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
Like a 5.
Okay. You have real concern that it doesn't get done?
I think they're going to get done, but obviously I'd feel better about it getting done if they had already got it done.
That's reasonable. How about my man Jeffrey? Is Jeff worried?
I'm going to be worried until it's done. Because it's like, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, I know he said he wanted to be a commander, wanted Terry to be a commander for a long time, but what if Terry don't like the deal that he's getting? And what if someone throws him more? That's just me, though. I worry about all possibilities all the time, but we need to get it done. I'll be calm when the news break. Terry McLaurin has signed so-and-so.
You got any words of wisdom for young Jeffrey?
Listen, bro. As we do this show on a daily basis, Jeff is an Ultra fan. Landfill is a fan. You're a media guy, and I'm a former player that's in the media. We all going to think different every time something pops up. I look at it just like a player would look at it. Hell, I got to do what I got to do. I can care less what everybody else think about it, okay? Then the fan, in their selfish way, like they want everything done how they want it done immediately. Landfill has that thing of being sometimes like in the middle. Like, okay, I can understand both sides of it, you know? And then you are a fan who is a media guy who understands you got to let the fandom go sometimes and go at it from a media point. And if you listen to everything we discuss, it's always the same answers and stance of everybody on this show. And then if White Brian was in, I don't know if he is or not, he's a Giants fan, so he could care less. He's probably happy.
He probably wants it to go sideways.
You know, like my buddy Ben, he's a damn.
Is that the one that can't hit a driver?
He can't hit a driver, can't hit nothing. But he always concerned about this team because his team up the road is supposed to be in the Super Bowl every year, keep getting their ass kicked every time they go in the playoffs. So he talks about our team instead of his team. So I expect the same stuff every time any topic pop up.
I'm looking at an ESPN story from this morning about key players that might not go to minicamp because it's minicamp season, right? Kirk Cousins, James Cook, Trey Hendrickson, Shamar Stewart, which makes no sense. It's a rookie deal. I don't know what the hell sense he's doing there. Like, it's a rookie deal. They're slotted. They're all laid out before you. I do not understand what is going on there. Something about contract language.
Like, the language is what's key.
Yo, but you hear about that in the third round because there's a weird loophole with offsets. Mm-hmm. These first-round deals are pretty ironclad. But
still, like, you got to realize, teams that are cheap, they try to put stuff in there that's going to screw you in the end. And I think you got to make sure it's right so you don't get screwed. And that's what that's about right there. Like, the numbers are what they are. They're there. But if they put the wording in there probably, you may not see that money. You might get one of those national-type deals where you don't get all your money until 15, 20 years down the road.
Sure. I mean, my point in Micah Parsons is not expected to attend minicamp. Mm-hmm. Jalen Ramsey, who's a guy that people call into the show all the time and say to go get him, isn't attending minicamp as they're trying to work out a deal there. I want to open the phone lines up. 800-636-1067. We're going to let you guys tell us how you feel about the Terry situation. Brian is a 0 out of 10. I'm a 1.75. I think this is a nothing burger that gets settled around the 4th of July. You know why I think that? Because history repeats itself. And last time we had this situation, Terry McLaurin signed a 3-year contract extension on July 6th. So I'm gonna lean on the people involved that I believe what they say in Terry and Adam Peters. You guys get your say next.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.